Standing in a booth at the Global Festival of Ideas in Bonn, Germany on Friday, where participants were displaying their innovations, Ryan Hooks, manager of a software company called Huxley, was showing off his hands-free gardening app.
It's AI and augmented reality for plants. Greenhouses that use hydroponics that circulate the water are very complex systems. And it's hard to scale water-efficient food solutions. I've been in the space for 3 years and have built software and hardware. And I found that augmented reality and AI can be really useful for reducing labor costs.
To demonstrate the app's capabilities, Mr. Hooks pointed his phone at a plant on the table, and the app identified it as Apple Mint.
So if you look here, you can see that it's augmented reality. It knows what type of plant it is, what percentage of health it is, when to pick it, pack it, ship it, and then your environment, pH, and your task. So people can have hands-free, augmented gardening.
Walking around the conference center, I found a group of people huddled over their phones, gathering around touchscreen tables and negotiating. They were engrossed in the 2030 hive mind game, where participants are playing for a hypothetical country, planning policies and convincing other players to join forces with them. Tom Juntnan of the You Begin company was playing for SDG Goal 9, which focuses on building resilient infrastructure. When Mr. Juntnan is not at his booth in the exhibit, he's walking around trying to convince other players to support his policies.
Yeah, there's a lot of negotiation that's involved. It's a very robust simulation of real-life dynamics with policy negotiations. I mean, everyone has what's important to them, and then everyone has sort of what's not important to them. And in playing the game, you really experience the parallel universe of that in a virtual environment with kind of virtual goals and metrics. But yeah, it's just as challenging as it is in real life.
Meanwhile, Miroslav Polzer, the Secretary General of the International Association for the Advancement of Innovative Approaches to Global Challenges, organizes music contests for the youth.
The approach that we have is that we need to get the young people on board. We need to develop a sense of ownership of this new global agenda and the SDGs among young people. And the flagship initiative in this respect is our Global Challenges Youth Music Contest.
The first contest was held in the Rio Plus 20 Climate Change Conference. Young people are asked to produce musical video clips with their vision for the sustainable world. The winners will be selected after a combination of jury selection and online voting. The finalists will be invited to attend the next climate change conference in Bonn, also called the COP23, in November, where the winners will be announced. But why music? Mr. Polzer explains.
I'm 100% convinced that music is really magic. It is transformational. On the one hand, music builds bridges between the hearts of the people. So no matter what nationality, what religion, or so, if you see a compassionate musician performing, it can touch the heart, and then people feel connected. And we need this for the Sustainable Development Goals, that people feel like a global community, of a problem-solving community and a future-shaping community.
The competition helps the communication efforts and reducing complexity in this regard by making the messages more appealing to the hearts and minds, Mr. Polzer said. He believes that music can save the world. Reem Abaza, United Nations, Bonn.